Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dating Talk with matchmaker and dating coach Kiki Strickland. Single ladies, for advice on dating and relationships, join us here every Saturday. And check out KikiStrickland.com for products and services for the single who wants to be married. And now, here's Kiki.
Hello, ladies, and thank you for joining me this morning on Dating Talk with Kiki Strickland. I did this show a few weeks ago on tapping into your femininity, and this is a continuation of that show. First, let me introduce myself. Again, my name is Kiki Strickland. I am your married in 2 years or less dating coach. Started out in 2006 as a matchmaker and learned shortly thereafter that it takes more in a lot of cases than just providing an introduction in order to help a couple make it in this relationship world, dating world. I realized that even though people would come to me saying, if I could just find the right person, then I could settle down and get married and be happy. But that was not always the case. In fact, only one of their issues was finding the person. There inevitably was something else going on there that was hindering them from being successful and happy in a committed, healthy relationship. And some people didn't even know what a healthy relationship looked like. So I realized we have to go a little bit deeper. I can't assume that when people come for matchmaking, that matchmaking is all that they need. In fact, I could pretty much assume that there were more serious underlying issues to why they were still single and looking. So I got into coaching. I have 3 different certifications from 3 different companies as far as life coaching and relationship coaching. Now I even offer my own certification based on the 3 that I went through myself and my years of experience. So if you are one who likes working one-on-one with people, or working with groups, because we also provide group coaching in the form of our Meeting Mr. Right groups and our Keeping Mr. Right groups for those of you who are already in a relationship and just want to make sure that things continue to go smoothly and that it does lead to marriage. The groups are for you. But if you're interested in becoming like me and providing these services, then check out my website at kikistrickland.com under certifications. I offer a life coaching certification and a dating coach matchmaker certification. So that's a little bit about me. Again, I started in 2006 as a matchmaker and doing events for single people where they could meet each other. And then a couple of years later, I got into dating coaching to help individuals with their issues, hindrances, whatever it has been keeping them from being able to be successful in a relationship. What I do now is mainly my Married in 2 Years or Less program. Most of my clients work with me for at least 6 months, where we get in there and we figure out what's been going on, what needs to happen with you. We come up with a dating plan. We do a couple of mock dates, which is where we can get feedback from a man on how you are as a date. And many, many other features for my program. Just over the years, I've figured out what people need and what has worked. And the program is phenomenal. The results have been fantastic. I had 2 of my clients get married last year, 2 different weddings in 2015. And I already have a couple of clients engaged for this year to be married. One is getting married in New York at the end of this year, and they barely met right after we started working together. Sometimes it can happen very quickly. Even if it happens quickly, I definitely recommend that you wait until you have known the person for at least a year before you commit to marrying them. So, That's my story. And today we are going to be talking about tapping into your femininity to find Mr. Right. This is part two. So again, if you missed part one, go back and listen to it first and then come back for part two at a later date. In part one, I did talk about the five issues that I sometimes see from people who come to me regarding femininity. So you definitely want to go back and see if you fit into one of those categories. Today we're going to be talking more about the practical ways to become more feminine. Because I know some of you would like to, but you just don't know where to start. So I'm going to offer a few tips and suggestions. I will not be opening up the lines for questions today, but if you do have a question or a comment, you can always send it in to me at info@kikistrickland.com. That's K-I-K-I, Strickland.com. Info as in information at kikistrickland.com. And you want to check out my website anyway to see what I'm offering, what events I have going on at this time. There's always something happening. As far as I'm concerned, today we are actually doing a Diva's Guide to Surviving Divorce. So that is for women who have been through a divorce or who are currently going through a divorce. And I have a couple of guest speakers today for that. So it's not too late to actually sign up for it. It's later on today in a few hours. So if that's you, then check out my website and register ASAP. Tomorrow is Easter, Resurrection Day. I hope you are planning to go to service somewhere. I know some people like to go to church on Easter that maybe not even go to church any other day. But at least you go then, and that's good. You want to honor your relationship with your Lord and Savior. One of the things that I like about this time of year also, as far as femininity is concerned, is that it's spring, it's Easter. If you go shopping, you see all kinds of beautiful feminine colors, pastels, lovely dresses for the Easter time, not just for children, but also for women. I remember I went into a dress barn last year around this time, and I was just blown away at the beautiful pastel colors, the pinks and the greens and the yellows and the peach, coral. Definitely one of the ways that you can become more feminine is to change the colors that you currently wear. I know a lot of you tell me that black is your staple and you wear a lot of black. You might have some grays in there as well and some browns. But if you're seeking a more feminine look, you want to add some pretty colors to your wardrobe. Throw in those pinks and those reds and orange and, as I just mentioned, the Easter spring type colors, or multicolored dresses with all of those colors in it are really pretty and soft looking to you. So part of becoming more feminine, part of tapping into your femininity is looking the part. You want to appear to be more feminine. If you look a little bit more masculine, I think the word is butch, that people use for a masculine-looking female, you don't want, if you are looking for a Mr. Right, you do not want that to describe you, butch. You want to look like a female. You want to look womanly, and sometimes that means putting on a skirt where we can see your legs. Nothing wrong with showing a little leg, as my mom used to say back in the day. Men love to see our legs. They're just different from theirs. They're shapely, especially if you work out or if you walk a lot, then you probably have bigger calves. And that is something that men find very sexy. And that's a good thing. So shorts, not too short, though. You don't want them to be thinking of taking you to bed. You don't want them to make that leap, but you do want to show a little bit of leg so that they can see how feminine and pretty you are. So shorts are good this time of year. It is getting warmer. It's a little chilly today, though. Goodness gracious. I am so looking forward to summertime. I'm a summer baby, born in July. Bring out the shorts, the skirts, the dresses. I know some of you feel like it's a pain to put on a dress. But it's really not that different from putting on pants. You just have to find the right shoes. You can put on a pair of jeans and pretty much put any shoes with it, boots, sandals, sneakers, whatever. But when you do have on a dress, more thought does have to go into what shoes you're wearing. Get some cute little sandals that have a heel, open toe or closed toe, it doesn't matter. Or even if you wear flats, that's okay. You can still put on flats with a dress or with a skirt. But make sure you put on the skirt and the dress, because that is really what sets us apart from men. We can all wear pants, yes, but men are not supposed to be wearing skirts and dresses. So that is a way that you tap more into your femininity. I'm going to talk a little bit about your energy, too, as I did in part one, but we'll wait for that because how you look and how you act are very important to what is making you more feminine. How you feel is important. Do you feel feminine? Do you feel sexy? Sometimes there are different things that you might need to do in order to feel sexy. Sometimes in order to tap into that sexy side, you may have to do something like take a class. I remember when I was getting married, I decided to take one of those classes on how to strip for your man. And it was, what do you call it, burlesque. It was kind of like a burlesque class. So they were going back, tapping into that sexier, sleeker, slower movements, more feminine movements with your body and with your walk and how you take off your clothing. It's perfectly okay to take a course, a one-time course or even a series of classes on how to be more feminine. It might not say how to be feminine. It might say something a little bit more sexy, but those are offered a lot of different places these days. Now, I'm not quite talking about taking a pole dancing class. I have not done that. I hear that it's all the rage still. It's still very in fad, and that it does get you in good shape. So if you want to do that, by all means, take one. But I'm actually talking about more of the burlesque type classes. There was also one on flirty chair dance and something with high heels. So if you need to get more comfortable wearing high heels, that's what those classes are for. They teach you how to walk in them because your walk and your talk is very important to your femininity. You might have listened to some of my previous shows and you might realize that today I am speaking with a lower and softer tone. Sometimes I can get a little bit excited and speak louder when I'm excited, so I'm trying to watch that. I'm watching the tone of my voice. These are things that you have to practice. They may not come naturally, and that's okay. You can learn how to do anything. Some of my clients come to me, and they are a little rough around the edges, but those edges can be smoothed out. Whatever you want to do, whoever you want to be, whoever you want to become, you can change that at any time and reinvent yourself. That's the wonderful thing about life. You can start it over. You can change anything you want whenever you decide to. So if you've always been a little bit more masculine, a little bit of tomboyish, that's okay. You can change that today by doing some of these things. And believe me, more men will start paying attention to you. You'll start getting these looks and maybe a little, hello, how are you today? Men are still so funny. I had one guy who actually said, can I walk with you while I was walking down the street? That's not really what we're looking for. We are looking for the men who say, hello, my name is such and such, and offers his hand. But they're still learning too. So give him a pass. Let me continue on with ways to make you feel feminine. I just mentioned taking a class, dancing. Sometimes when we're out dancing, you feel a little bit sexier because of your body movements. If you need to learn how to even just regular dance, you can go to a fitness center who's offering hip-hop dance or jazz. I know jazz, I took jazz when I was in college, and it did make me a little bit more graceful, just the movements that we were taught. I still remember them to this day, and they helped me in my line dance classes. But look for ways to even feel sexier about your body, more comfortable with your body and your movements. I remember I had a college friend who said that her mom told her that lingerie was a way to feel sexy. Even though no one knows what you have on under your clothes, her mom taught her to always have matching bra and panties and to get the pretty, elegant ones that cost a little more. So she had invested in underwear that was very feminine and that matched and that made her feel sexy underneath her clothes. Even though she wasn't dating anyone and no one was going to see it, she knew that she was wearing it. And it did cause her to walk with a little bit more pep in her step, as they say. So you can do things like that that will help you to tap into your femininity. I also had a boudoir shoot when I was getting married, and I invited some of my clients and some of the ladies in my meetup to come and participate in their own photo shoot, a boudoir photo shoot, and that's where you do wear sexy lingerie or something that you feel sexy in or nothing at all. And the photographer takes photos of you in a very flattering light. And when you see them, you feel so confident and so good about yourself. You might not have even known that you could be that beautiful. We had their makeup done. They came with their hair already done. And the photos came out so beautiful. It's a booster. It lifts your spirit and it makes you recognize how beautiful you really are. You might not have even known you were that pretty until you saw the resulting photos from your photo shoot. So they offer those all over the country. No matter where you are, you could find a photographer who is offering a boudoir photo shoot. They cost about $99, I think, in most cases. I have seen less and I have seen more expensive. Find whatever fits your budget and do it for yourself. You don't have to be in a relationship and giving those photos to a man. You can actually do it just for you to see how beautiful you actually are. From head to toe. All right, moving right along. Another way that you can feel more feminine is just like I said, learn how to speak in a more feminine voice. You may have had a masculine, loud, hard-edged voice. And if you do, no matter what you're wearing, you're still going to come off as masculine. So feminine women speak in a way that is gentle. And some people say at a higher pitch. I actually say at a lower pitch, almost as if they're whispering or speaking softly. You might have to even lean in to hear them. You don't want someone to ask you to have to repeat yourself over and over, so make sure it is loud enough for them to hear, but it doesn't have to be loud enough for people at other tables or other people in the room to hear you. So for those of us that are a little bit louder and more boisterous, turn it down just a bit. And practice speaking lower. It might just be the way that you grew up. You might have had to yell in order to be heard. But you're an adult now, so you don't have to do that. Practice your walk as well. And I think I mentioned in part one how when America's Next Top Model came out with Tyra Banks way back in the day and how she would teach her models how to walk, you might have started practicing that yourself because before that, you may not have even paid attention to how you walk. You might not even know what your walk looks like, and that shouldn't be. Get in front of a mirror, definitely at a fitness studio where they have those big mirrors that take up the whole wall, and then walk and see what happens. See how your back either bends forward or maybe how your legs swing, but pay attention to your current walk and then try to improve it. You can go on YouTube and actually watch some videos on how to walk better and how your posture should be held and how to look more feminine with your walk. These are things that you can practice pretty easily without anyone knowing. You also want to learn how to be gentle in general, how to pick up things in a softer way, how to even sit down in a way that's gentle and feminine and not masculine and manly. You want to cross your legs either at the ankle or cross your legs at the knee and sit up straight and put your hands on top of your knee. That's a very feminine posture, very dainty-like. I am currently working on a book called Tapping Into Your Femininity, and we are going to be covering things like this. We're also going to be talking about getting a makeover and upgrading your image, learning how to put on makeup. I know I'm still learning, and that's okay. My mother taught me that you should always have lipstick on, and it's true. My lips are just very pale with my skin color, so if I don't have on any lip color, I look kind of washed out and drab and dead. So I always have some type of lip color, lip gloss, lip stick with me, and I wear it if I'm stepping outside of the house. But I really don't know how to put on eyeliner. I kind of have an idea about which eyeshadows look good on me, and I do wear mascara, waterproof, every now and then. But other than that, I'm not that great at putting on makeup, like for a special occasion. So I actually will go to a professional if I have enough time to get made up before the event. You can do that. You can also go somewhere where they teach you how to put on makeup. Aveda is one place, and I have used Aveda. They will do a makeup application with instruction for very little. I think it's like $20. So it would behoove you to learn how to apply makeup that will enhance your looks. You don't want to use too much. I see women all the time that have just caked it on, and it really looks clownish, and they've really just overdone it. Please don't do that. You don't want to look like you have a lot on. But you do want to learn how to just enhance your natural eye shape and how to maybe cover your blemishes. If you have blemishes on your face like I do, get some foundation or some BB cream. There's so much that they have nowadays. And you can buy it from Walmart even, Target, Walmart. You don't have to spend a lot of money. In the book, we will talk about makeovers, upgrading your image. Some of you don't know what colors look best on you. That's when you go to a professional. And I believe I mentioned Patrice, the image consultant and stylist at Lord & Taylor Friendship Heights. She will do a complimentary session with you to figure out what works best with your body type and your coloring. So definitely take advantage of the professional, especially since it's free. You're not obligated to buy anything. So call up Patrice at the Lord & Taylor's in Friendship Heights. I'm also in the book going to be talking about being vulnerable, because that's another way where we in this day and age have become very masculine and very manly, We're hard. We don't want to show any vulnerability to a man. We don't want to let him know if our feelings are hurt. We don't want to show him where we need him. And that's all a mistake. You need to let your vulnerability show. They want you to be soft and caring and giving and nurturing and vulnerable where they're not, where they're hard and rough. Showing a man that he is needed is okay. In fact, it's preferred. They want to know that they're needed. Let him be the man. You might be able to do a lot, but you don't have to do it all. And I gave the example of the gutters need cleaning at my house. And my husband is going to do it. He hasn't done it yet. I'm not going to get up there on the ladder on top of the house trying to clean the gutters when I have a husband. That's his job. I would look foolish getting up there doing something dangerous like that where I could fall off a ladder or fall off the roof. He actually gets on top of the roof to clean the gutters. Let your boyfriend or even someone that you're dating do the manly stuff, taking out the garbage, mowing the lawn, any of the stuff that seems like manual labor. Yes, you might know how to do it. You might even like doing it. But let him do that for you. And it's okay to ask him, honey, would you mind doing such and such for me? He's probably going to be happy to do it to prove that he's a man's man. So don't try to do those things that a man can do. Allow them to do it. Let them do it. Be vulnerable in those areas. They love it. They want to feel needed. Cook him a meal. That's another way of being feminine. And yes, men know how to cook these days, and that's a great thing. But part of being a feminine woman is knowing how to cook something and serve it to him. That's okay to do. Some of you, as I said in part one, one of the issues that I see is women feel like being more feminine is somehow going to set back the feminist movement. No, it doesn't. You should have a clean house. You should know how to cook a meal. You should like babies. I mean, you don't have to have one if you don't want one, but if there's a baby around, holding it for a few minutes actually makes you look more feminine to the man. And he starts to think, she would make a good wife. So watch your movements. Learn how to dance or go dancing to tap into your sexier side. Watch your posture. Learn how to flirt. I have a whole book on that. You know, I have a couple of books on Amazon Kindle, ladies. If you go to Amazon and put in Kiki Strickland, my Kindle books come up. If you actually do a review on one of my books and let me know, I will send you a free podcast, a free dating podcast, just for providing that review. So check out the one I have on flirting. It's called A Diva's Guide to Flirting. And in that, I also talk about some ways to tap into being more feminine and what to do to flirt with a man. Nothing over the top. Just being a little bit friendlier. But there is a time when you can be more masculine, and that's when you're watching sports with your guy. He will love it if you're into the game and talking trash. That kind of stuff is actually wonderful, and they love it. That would be one time when I would say, be more masculine. Wear a sports jersey, put on a cap, put your hair in a ponytail. You still want to have on some lip gloss so your lips aren't pale, but you don't have to put on any other makeup for that. And then cheer with him and scream and holler and talk about the refs and the calls. That is perfectly okay. That's the time to be masculine. That's one of the few times when you can be masculine. Learn how to communicate with men. You don't want to communicate with them like you're a man. You want to communicate like you're a female. And it looks like I am actually out of time. I may actually do one more where I talk more about your feminine energy, because so many of us right now have masculine energy, and it's just because of our jobs and because we're in control at work, and we might have to lead people and boss people and come off a little bit stronger and harder. But don't take that into your relationships, your romantic relationships with men. So I may come back and do one more follow-up to that. Thank you so much for listening. Please contact me at info@kikistrickland.com. Send in your questions or your comments. And check out my website to learn more about what I'm offering, especially my Married in 2 Years or Less program and my Meeting Mr. Right group. It's almost summer, and you want to be ready for your summer love. In the meantime, happy dating, and see you soon.
We hope you have enjoyed Dating Talk with Kiki Strickland. Join us next week, same time, same place, and please tell a friend. Visit www.kikistrickland.com for show topics and more information about the matchmaker and dating coach. God bless.